KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 59 degrees. We look forward to become partly cloudy today with a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The National Weather Service has confirmed 7 tornadoes hit Iowa as storms raked the state earlier this week. All the twisters that hit Wednesday were weak with winds of under 95 miles per hour. The Weather Service confirmed an EF1 tornado in Poweshiek County that injured a man and damaged a farmstead near Barnes City. The other 6 confirmed tornadoes, all classified as EF0, made brief touchdowns in Hardin County near Owosso, Eldora, and north of Iowa Falls, and Sac, Pocahontas, and Humboldt counties. No injuries and minimal damage was reported from those twisters. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Coghill of Des Moines says the weakest confirmed Iowa tornado from Wednesday had wind speeds that topped out at 70 miles per hour. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 45-year-old Rob Lee Bent of Grant was arrested Thursday on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Bent was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Last Sunday, 60-year-old Robert John Rasmussen, who is currently incarcerated in the Cass County Jail, was assessed 2 additional felony charges of controlled substance violations. Rasmussen was initially incarcerated on May the 10th on drug possession, drug paraphernalia, and drug tax stamp violation charges. He remains held in the Cass County Jail on a $75,000 bond. And there were 2 arrests in Cass County last Friday. As previously reported, 30-year-old April Medina of Atlantic had been arrested by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for failure to appear for violation of compulsory education mediation agreement, first offense. Medina was brought to the Cass County Jail, later posted bond, and was released. 35-year-old Matthew James Bruns of Atlantic was arrested Friday by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for violation of a no-contact order, contempt of court. Bruns was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on without bond. Police in Glenwood report 2 recent arrests. Taken into custody Thursday morning was 35-year-old Travis Long of Council Bluffs. Long was arrested for a controlled substance violation and on a Pottawatomie County warrant. Total cash or surety bond was set at $27,000. And on Wednesday, 25-year-old Cyril Nagala of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested in Glenwood on a Mills County warrant for wanton neglect of a health care resident. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Glenwood police said no injuries were reported following an accident whereby a car struck a building Wednesday afternoon at 428 First Street. Authorities say 91-year-old Francis Louise Rainey of Glenwood was attempting to park her 2007 Lincoln MKZ in a parking stall when she accidentally pushed the accelerator pedal instead of the brake. The car jumped a curb and struck a realty business. The building, owned by Mike Hopp, sustained about $1,500 damage. Damage to the car was estimated at $1,500 as well. A sheriff's deputy in Pottawatomie County who was dispatched at around 12:30 a.m. Thursday to a residence in rural northeast Council Bluffs arrested a man on 2 charges. 35-year-old Matthew Allen Couchin of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested for violation of a no-contact order, domestic abuse assault with a weapon first offense, criminal trespass, and violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court. Couchin was being held in the Pott County Jail. And 25-year-old Henry Thomas Beadle of Council Bluffs turned himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office Wednesday morning. Beadle was wanted on a warrant for violation of a no-contact order, contempt of court. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to corrections. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office on Thursday released a report on arrests in court cases and or incidents taking place from May 12th through the 29th. Most recently, on Wednesday, authorities were called to the 1200 block along Cedar Road for a vehicle in the ditch and an occupant attempting to remove the vehicle. Upon further investigation, 21-year-old Dustin Paul Updike of Portsmouth was arrested for public intoxication and cited for failure to maintain control. He was transported to the jail without incident. Updike was released after posting bond a short time later. On May 24th, 54-year-old Richard Vernon Schoenbeck of Harlan was sentenced to 5 years in prison in Shelby County District Court. Schoenbeck originally arrested on charges in March of 2018 for delivery and manufacture of a controlled substance, felon in possession of a firearm, prohibited acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia, among multiple traffic tickets. Schoenbeck was turned over to the custody of the sheriff to be transported to the Iowa Department of Corrections to serve his term. On May 24th, Shelby County authorities were dispatched to a residence in Irwin at around 8:30 a.m. for an assault that had taken place. Upon arrival and further investigation, 29-year-old Rick Allen Gorka was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was transported to the jail and held without bond unless released upon his own recognizance later that evening. On May 23rd, 61-year-old David Lowell Harris of Atlantic was arrested in Shelby County and charged with operating while intoxicated, first offense, driving while license revoked and no proof of insurance as a result of a traffic stop on Highway 173 in Elkhorn. Harris was transported to the jail without incident and released a few hours after posting the bond. For more on those arrests and incidents, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Union County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that a man from Shannon City reported to authorities the theft of his vehicle, the 2004 Mercury Marquis with Iowa license plates EJW621, has been missing since May the 14th. The vehicle was valued at $5,000. Elsewhere in the news, on Tuesday, May 28th, the Atlantic Lions Club opened the Country Schoolhouse in Sunnyside Park for the annual 6th grade class field trip as part of their Iowa History class curriculum and end-of-school year activities. Bob Anderson provided some interesting insights into what it was like for students to attend a country school. At one time, there were as many as 149,282 one-room schoolhouses in the U.S., predominantly in the rural areas. They provided education for students in kindergarten through the 8th grade, although a few students also attended schools long enough to receive a high school diploma. There were 12 to 14,000 in Iowa, depending on what report you use, and more than any other state in the union. But starting in 1935, those schools began to close, and students were transported by bus to consolidated schools for elementary education. The last one-room schoolhouses in Iowa closed their doors permanently in 1967 through a legislative decree. Approximately only 2,800 one-room schoolhouses will stand in Iowa. Many of them houses, garages, are gradually being reclaimed by nature. A few have been retained as museums, and one of those can be found at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic. The Bear Grove Township No. 5 schoolhouse was built in 1870. It was donated to the community of Atlantic and moved to Sunnyside Park in 1960 by the Atlantic Lions. The Lions will have the schoolhouse open again this year during the block party, sponsored by the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department and Atlantic Kiwanis Club. And that'll be this Saturday, June the 1st, from 4 until 6 p.m. An environmental group has bought an 830-acre property in Bluss Hills for $2.5 million, with plans to preserve its native prairie. Nature Conservancy in Iowa has been talking with the landowner for decades about acquiring his property in Plymouth County to preserve the landscape. The Conservancy's Graham McGaffin says they were aware of some competing interests to convert the property to smaller parcels or some use of the Lost Hills dirt for construction needs.
The high-quality prairie that's here, we knew that would be a true loss if either of those outcomes occurred.
The land links two other protected properties for a combined almost 3,000 acres in the northern Lost Hills.
It buffers two protected properties by the Iowa DNR, so it's kind of a puzzle piece in there.
McGaffin says the land will be great for migrating birds and other wildlife.
You know, it's amazing to find a piece of ground, not only that's this large, but has this amount of high-quality native Lost Hills prairie.
They'll eventually transfer the property, named the Hummel Tract, to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to manage. The public will be able to hunt and hike there. And a woman who many consider to be a presidential candidate of the future will be the keynote speaker at Senator Joni Ernst's fundraiser next month. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations for the past couple of years. Ernst and Haley recorded a brief video about the 5th annual Roast and Ride fundraiser for Ernst's 2020 campaign.
I'm so excited to be supporting Joni and can't wait to see all the Harley riders and go see everybody in Iowa. We're going to have a blast.
Haley left her role as U.N. ambassador at the end of 2018. She has a book coming out in November. It's titled, With All Due Respect, Defending America with Grit and Grace. Haley, the daughter of immigrants from India, is the first woman and first minority to be elected South Carolina's governor. She endorsed Marco Rubio before the 2016 South Carolina primary. After Rubio exited the race, Haley backed Ted Cruz. Haley tamped down speculation she might challenge Trump in 2020 and has endorsed Trump's bid for a second term. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.